all through my life, when I wake up in the morning, when I meet you, Avelia Ariaza, when I meet you, Kevin Martin. Kevin Martin just said something to me a couple of seconds ago that took me into my head. Because my story, Tom Chenault's story, a sentence that runs me every day of my life, for the rest of my life, and has run me for 60 years, is you are a fraud, and when people find out, they're going to leave you. That's the story in my mind. That's a sentence that owns me. Yours, you have a sentence. I don't know what it is. It might be, I'm not good enough, I can't do enough, whatever it is, but every one of you have that sentence. So in my life, and this story's going somewhere, please don't think I'm just trying to bore you here. In my life, I have to overcome that in every conversation. So today, I'm supposed to speak before the two greatest networkers in longevity. And I have got to walk up here and give you some content that is going to coincide with what they've got. So for 24 hours, that little voice has been telling me, Tom, you aren't going to be able to fit the bill. Tom, those people are going to be able to figure out that you're a fraud. They aren't going to like you. They aren't going to listen to you. They know you got lucky. Whatever it is, that little voice is saying that. And I know that that goes on with every one of you. And I say to you, when I say, you know the products are great, you know the compensation plan is great, and you know that the company is great, but you just can't get started, and you just don't know the right thing to say, it's that little voice. And guess what? That little voice never goes away. You can have all the evidence in the world. Do you want me to give you some evidence? Okay, here's a little evidence. My two favorite, Steve Wallach talked about a book called The Power of Who. Do you remember that? Power of Who, and he talked about how he figured out how to call Oprah Winfrey and Stedman Graham. The reason Steve Wallach knows about that book is because I told him about it. And I introduced him to the author of that book. And the reason I introduced him to the author of that book was because I read it at the airport and on an airplane. And after I got off the plane, I called the guy on the phone and I said, that's the most unbelievable book I've ever read. And he said, thank you very much. And I said, I'm going to tell some people about that book. And he said, great. So I started telling people about that book. And I told so many about that book that this is his second book and I'm in it. That's okay. Wait a second. Stay still. I've talked to you guys about raising a giant and feeding a giant, the Bible of network marketing, as far as I'm concerned. How many people have I heard that from me? It's everywhere I go. I talk about it, everything I do. Everything I do, I talk about this book. This book is absolutely the secret to building the foundation of a network marketing company. Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant by a guy named Robert Crisp. And Robert Crisp made $500,000 a month in Amway when he was 27 years old in the 70s. Right? So he wrote a book about how he did it and the fundamentals of building a business and the fundamentals of creating a huge business. And he wrote these two books. My wife was mentored by a guy that was a protege of Bob Crisp. And he didn't tell Denise that he was a protege. He acted like it was his stuff, along with a bunch of other stuff. He wasn't being dishonest. But I found out about these books. And I found out that was where his material was. So I got on the internet, and I found these books. And they were out of print. And I paid $100 a piece for each book. And I bought two of them. Well, actually, I didn't do that on purpose. I bought the books, and then I fell in love with a guy named Luis Ariaza, and I gave him my copy. And I kept giving away these $100 books until Denise finally wrote in the front of the book, I don't care what Tom says, he cannot give you this book. I bought this book, it cost him $100, it's my book, and if he tries to give this to you, I am going to kill him and I'm going to kill you. So that's what happened. So all of a sudden, we get a call. Bob Crisp has decided to republish the books. And if you look at Raising a Giant, and this is the advanced book called Feeding a Giant, you will see on page 3, foreword by Tom Chenault. Now, wait, there's more to it than that. I'm not done yet. I have to tell you how great I am. So I bring a guy into Youngevity called, oh wait, I don't want to talk about it. This one here. This little comic book right here costs $24.95. It's Dr. Wallach's story, and it's a terrific little story of Dr. Wallach and his life. It was published by Heritage Makers, and each one of you can go buy this book, and it's really a great buy. But my picture's in it. My picture's in this book. So is Denise's, because I'm so great, right? One more. The greatest author in network marketing history for the whole entire history of network marketing is John Milton Fogg. John Milton Fogg, the greatest networker. Not only did John Milton Fogg partner with me, he became an SCMD, and he wrote a book about all of us as a result of my relationship with him, and he's here at this event. Is he back there somewhere? And the reason I tell you that is because there's stories about all of us all the way through this book about how great I am. Okay? What I'm trying to tell you is that little voice doesn't give a rat's about that stuff. That little voice is still telling me, you guys hate me. And that's what you're going to face every day of your network marketing career. I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I don't know enough, I haven't learned enough, I haven't followed enough, I'm not handsome enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not thin enough, I'm not fat enough, I'm fat enough. So the fact is, it's gonna happen. And the only thing you can do is tell that little voice to shut up. Over and over and over again. It's never gonna go away. So if you think you're gonna train yourself out of that, it's never gonna go away. If you think you're going to pray yourself out of that, it's never going to go away. You just have to tell that voice. I hope that wasn't a contradiction of the Bible, George.